Monday morning, and my crusade here as poet-in-residence has brought me to Lower Broughton. Strolling through this simmering, shell-suited Salfordian backveld, I find myself reflecting upon my seminal Salford poem about the plight of the unemployed here. Daddy doesn't work at the factory no more. Yet, despite that poem's extraordinary perception, within its title lies perhaps the problem. Oh, I've been very good at observing what Daddy doesn't do and doesn't have. Daddy doesn't have a job, Daddy doesn't have a nice house, Daddy doesn't have a decent wine merchant. But what do you have, Daddy? How do you survive, and how can I help you do that? Because, like an alcoholic who needs a support group, you need me more than ever, Salford. So this week, I'm going to set up my poetic homebrew kit and have a few bevvies here at the Lower Broughton Social Club. Moments later, and I'm here at the social club, where the bar appears to be run on a self-service basis. Is anybody there? Said the poet, banging on the Salford bar. Is anybody there? Said the poet.
Oh, sorry about that. What can I get for you?
I'll have a pint of your best anger, please.
Sorry.
Ralphie Stanza, poet in residence. We spoke on the phone?
Oh, God, yeah, sorry. I almost forgot. I'm Joyce, the landlady.
Would that be the people's Joyce?
Not according to some of my regulars, and sorry you had to shout. I've been so mithered this morning.
Mithered? How wonderful. Is that Salford for doing it?
You what?
Somebody giving you a good mithering this morning.
I beg your pardon?
You look like a woman who enjoys a good mithering.
Are you offering?
I'd be happy to oblige, but I don't normally mither on a first date.
Well, I'll just have to wait for our second date, won't I? Don't worry, I'll be gentle with you.
All right.
Oh, look what the cat's dragged in. Me head barman. You're late, Jed.
Don't start, Joyce. I overslept, all right?
Third time this week, Jed. Anyway, this is Ralphie, the poet. Just got to try and get hold of some bar staff for tonight. Back in a minute.
So what are you going to do then, Ralphie? You're going to save this dying pub by teaching us all how to write a sonnet about it.
Well, actually, if the pub is dying, Jed, then an elegy might be the more appropriate form. But what I really want to do this week is to get close up to typical Salfordian activities that have a kind of poetic feel to them.
Things that we ordinary Salford people do and that you'd like to experience for yourself.
Exactly.
Well, pulling pints, that's got a poetic sound to it.
Good.
Cleaning tables.
Uh-huh.
Changing the barrels, mopping up, emptying ashtrays, getting fag ends out of the urinals.
This all sounds wonderful stuff, Jed. And so Salford. Could you show me how to do all this?
I'm putting it in your hands, Ralphie.
That's so generous of you. Typically Salford.
Right, Jed, get a move on. I need those barrels shifting.
All right, after I've made myself a brew. You can give us an hand in a minute if you like, Ralphie.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, very poetic thing, lifting. See ya. I like your hat, by the way.
Thanks, and I like your baseball cap.
I like your hat and all, Ralphie.
Thank you, Joyce.
To keep it on when you're mithering.
It's now Tuesday, and this lunchtime, Jed is very kindly letting me get really hands-on here.
Three bitters, please, mate.
Right, three bitters. Would that be this pump?
Yeah.
OK, three bitters coming up. Ooh. Will you excuse me? Ralph Stanza. Hi, Daniela. It's my agent. Sorry, Daniela? A reading in Belfast. Right. Will I be sharing the platform with any terrorists? What? Everyone on the platform will be required to have renounced violence. Well, I'm sorry, Daniela, but I will only be able to renounce violence when I've had a written apology from my last publisher. Anyway, Daniela, more importantly, have we heard anything back from the South Bankshire? Daniela? Daniela? Oh, she's gone. Not again.
Any chance of those beers, mate?
Yes, sorry.
Have you cleaned them glasses for us, Ralphie?
Nearly, Jed. Ooh, this beer looks a bit like shaving cream, doesn't it?
Any chance of day, mate?
Yeah, let me, Ralphie. You try and get them pint pots a bit shinier.
Oh, you've got the knack, haven't you, Jed? Lovely things, pints, aren't they? All that golden liquid with that layer of white stuff on top. I wonder how they do that.
Oh, they have a special pipe, don't they, Jed?
Do they really?
Yeah, there's a little guy in the cellar and he pulls a switch and it makes sure you get just the right amount of froth in your beer.
How clever.
Yeah, he's called a froth man. And if you want extra froth, you just give him a shout. Now, there's a really poetic activity. And you know what, Ralphie? He'll just be going on his break. Do you fancy covering for him?
Rather.
Minutes later, and Jed has kindly brought me down to the cellar to train me up as relief froth man.
Right, Ralphie. These are the barrels. Every time you can hear any beer being pulled from any of them, you just press the froth button.
And where do I do that?
Yeah, you've got to use this.
Oh, looks like a TV remote control.
Yeah, and you use it exactly the same way. You just point it at the barrel.
Like this?
Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh. Well, it's even got the same four coloured buttons at the top. What are they for?
They're your beer buttons. Blue's your bitter, green's your mild, red's your lager, and yellow's your cider.
Clever. I can't get over how like a TV remote this is. Well, there's even a text button.
Yeah, that's for use on the advanced digital barrels.
Oh, right. And what does rewind do?
That's if you put too much froth in. If you hear one of the bar staff shouting, "Too much froth!" Then you press rewind and it takes some of the froth out.
And fast forward?
That's if there's not enough froth. So if someone shouts, "No froth!" You press fast forward.
Well, that all seems easy enough.
Anyway, I better be getting back up. You'll soon get the hang of it, Ralphie. I'll see you later.
Thanks, Jed. All done by remote. What a cushy number this guy's got. Some 3.5 hours later, and no complaints yet, so I'm obviously something of a natural froth man. It is rather cold down here, though. Wondering where the regular froth man's got to.
Ralphie?
Down here, Joyce.
Ralphie, I thought you were supposed to be mucking in.
I am, Joyce. I'm your relief froth man.
Relief what?
Froth man. Oh, nearly missed it.
This didn't have anything to do with Jed by any chance, Ralphie.
Oh, yes, it was Jed's idea. The duty froth man's gone on his break.
Ralphie, we're rushed off our feet tonight. It's quiz night, which means it's lock-in night for my regulars.
Lock-in? What's that?
After hours drinking.
How exciting.
It's just a private thing for a few regulars. I keep it quiet.
Well, Joyce, I'd love to come up and help, but I can't really leave here till the regular froth man comes back.
Don't worry, I'll put the barrels on automatic.
Can you do that?
Well, some people say they can taste the difference, but I think we'll be all right.
Right then.
Oh, Ralphie, before we go back up...
Yes?
Do you fancy a quick mithering?
It's nearly midnight, and my residency feels born again. What a thrilling evening this is. Joyce even let me introduce the quiz. They loved me. Not surprising, given that I was selling signed copies of my new collection. And they seemed so happy when I told them all about the lock-in. But now, I stand here surveying the marvellous scene. Late-night Salford, exuberant Salford, rebellious Salford. Locked in, breaking the law, sticking two tobacco-stained fingers up at society.
Thanks a lot, Ralphie.
Not at all, Joyce. Quiz went rather well, didn't it? Just surprising I didn't sell any books.
I meant the lock-in, Ralphie. Announcing it like that. I told you, the lock-in is for a few select regulars. You didn't half put me on the spot. Now I've got a club full of after-hours drinkers.
And isn't it wonderful, Joyce? It's so exciting. All of a sudden, we're underground in the Weimar Republic. These people could be rehearsing the revolution, Joyce.
Pity they'd be too drunk to remember where to meet up, eh, Ralphie?
What's going on, Joyce?
Hiya, Tony. I'm sorry.
Look, Joyce, a lock-in with a few regulars is one thing, but this is a bit much, isn't it?
Sorry, Tony. Tonight's quiz host here spread the word a bit too far, I'm afraid.
Just this once, Joyce. I'll let it...
Well, look who it is. I wondered how long it would be before you came hounding me.
It's okay, Ralphie. Me and the office...
No, Joyce. Leave this to me. I'm not going to stand by and let this little despot harass you. Got the place surrounded, have you, officer? Vanloads of baton-wielding, uniformed thugs at the ready.
Oh, I remember you.
Yes, that's right. Sir Ralph Stanza, public enemy number one. What's it to be this time? Tear gas? Water cannon? Well, bring it on!
Ralphie!
Just calm down, Stanza.
No! I'll never calm down. And a bit different for you tonight, isn't it? Not on my own this time, eh, officer? Ever seen the film Spartacus? An hour later, and I'm back at the hotel. Not surprisingly, Mr. Plod backed down from arresting me this time. Wise move. When I mentioned Spartacus to him, I saw his eyes glaze over with fear, and after a few idle threats to Joyce, he scurried off into the night. He knew that if he put the cuffs on Sir Ralph Stanza, that angry, well-oiled mob would have spilt onto the streets and started the mother of all riots. Rather late for a text message. That's from Hermione. Been to see Linton Kwesi Johnson tonight. Very passionate, but in a lovely, calm way. She's never said that about my poetry. Sadly, due to my late return, I'm forced to slum it with a 24-hour room service menu. Awful sandwich! Hasn't anyone taught those cretins in the kitchen the difference between focaccia and bruschetta? Thank God for this nice drop of fizz. But as ever, the Salfordian muse has come to my aid. And you know, he just gets angrier and angrier. No better illustrated than in this, my newest offering, hot off the Ralph Stanza Poetic Press. Salford, you are my Vietnam. They told me I'd be home in a matter of weeks, but no one showed me the scale of your peaks. Who could have believed as I rolled in on that tram that Salford would be my Vietnam? In Hampstead, the average age of the single mother is 26. In Salford, it's 19. In Salford, it's 19. Your snipers are dressed in shell suits, not khaki. Your mushrooms rotten, not cup or shiitake. But if I ever need stuff, you'll weigh me a gram, 'cause Salford, you are my Vietnam. From Cheetham Hill, the best bus to catch for Trafford Park is the 54. From Salford, it's 19. From Salford, it's 19. The war you're fighting won't make you a hero, and they don't make films about you with De Niro. And the tea you drink is Co-op, not a Sam, because Salford, you are my Vietnam. At the Cheltenham Literature Festival, the average size of a poetry audience is 110. In Salford, it's 19. In Salford, it's 19. No, 19. No, 19. The horror. The horror. I don't quite know what came over me there. Perhaps it's the muse of Salford casting its spell. Or maybe it's this lovely fizz. Very nice. Could just do with something sweet with it. Which reminds me.
That was Sir Ralph Stanza's letter from Salford.
Hello, housekeeping. Can you tell me, have I got a new chambermaid?
It featured James Quinn.
Because the complimentary chocolate on the bed is different today, that's why.
With Judy Flynn, Neil Bell, Mark Chatterton and Tony Melody.
Well, the other one had caramel in it. This is just a bog-standard wafer thing.
It was written by James Quinn.
Well, can you get her to always give me caramel?
And produced in Manchester by Graham Frost.
What do you mean a wafer is less fattening? Are you saying I'm overweight?